criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Wherever the law ends, tyranny begins, said John Locke. It was reported by Amir Madani, a White House reporter under criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration, that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law and the president regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. As you may know, back in January 26th of 2017, several big city mayors across the United States vowed to defy the president's executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection to illegal immigrants in their communities. The question is, how did they approve the funding in the first place? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, America, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Furthermore, the law does not protect illegal aliens, it prosecutes them. Amar continued, the pushback came from these mayors when the president signed a long-anticipated executive order that directs the government to identify federal money it can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities. Since when did the federal government receive delegated authority from the American people to take their tax money and reallocate it to the cities that are harboring illegal aliens? Amar added, the president had pledged to take action against sanctuary cities on the campaign trail. But as the president announced the order, as well as action to build a wall along the United States-Mexico border and hire thousands of new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers, leaders of some of the nation's biggest cities flatly stated they would not cooperate with the president, Amar wrote. And you need to ask why. This is not the president against the mayors. This is the mayors working against American law, and the law exposes the criminal. Amar reported, in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City, said he. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city. How did he do that? In part, he said, because relationships with the police department have managed to build the immigrant communities, the report continued. He added that if the president follows through with the plan, it would mean he's effectually cutting funding from the New York Police Department. In other words, through totalitarian methods, criminal Mayor de Blasio is attempting to use the law against the law. Here you have the criminal blaming the law for his crimes. Here in New York City and cities across the nation, this executive order could in fact undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe, de Blasio said. What de Blasio said was that the enforcement of law could undermine public safety. Friends, he is the one personally responsible for the undermining of the public safety in the first place. Was America told that they were under an Islamic threat after September 11, 2001? Well then, how does this statement line up with the facts? Take a look at the Muslims from the East who are plundering countries that they are entering into. For example, Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That's equivalent to 780 every single day. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year, 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. In England and in Wales, over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who makes up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Yes, you heard me right. In the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% of the Muslim population are on cash welfare. Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% migrants to America favor Sharia law. As a matter of fact, more illegals are coming across from the southern border. There were 68.57 illegal...
How is God glorified in us and we in him by his grace? What does this grace work in us? True holiness? Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him? By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish his own righteousness? What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "We shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let me ask you a question. What is it that we hear all day long from the mainstream media? Problems, issues, lawlessness. Who's responsible for those issues that we deal with on a 24/7 basis that the mainstream media continuously promulgates, broadcasts? Who's responsible for all that? The mainstream media covering for, come on, let's just say it, friends, the said representatives that are committing the crimes, right? The reason I'm saying that is because people ask me all the time, Bradley, what's the answer? I tell them it's found in the Word of God. The Bible answers all of the issues that man faces. Not just as individuals, but also as communities, cities, states, nations. The list goes on. And if people don't want to hear that, you can't really direct them, right? Because it goes back to, oh yeah, I've heard that before. But folks, I'm asking you a question. I was asked today by a lawman, Bradley, what do we do? I say to him, well, I can tell you right now, but it's what I've said 1,000 times. I said, because I'm still trying to find in the Constitution where it tells us that our said representatives can go ahead and commit as many crimes as they want to throughout the duration of their tenure. And then we're told by the mainstream media and other smart people, I'm being facetious, that tell us we got to wait until they basically run their tenure out in office before they're voted out, as if to suggest somehow or another between the 2 years or the 4 years that they may serve, they have a free hand to go ahead and do whatever they want to from the beginning to the end of their tenure. I can't find that in the Constitution, people. So the answer is with the people, not with politicians who create the problems, not with the pulpits that are basically propped up by the hand of the man, and the arm of the flesh, and I'm talking about Jeremiah 17:5, and I'm also talking about John 3:6. Check out both those scriptures when you get a moment. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about doing it the way that the Lord told us to do it. Okay, so people, I can hear it right now. Well, Bradley, we've heard this before. I know, but have you responded to the truth that's been given to you? Because if you haven't, that's why you're getting the same response. Now, before the show started, and I'm gonna bring this to a point here, friends. Before the show started, I was playing a video, and I was highlighting just a video that was highlighting the crimes of those that are being lured in by your said representative government, who are committing the act of treason. People don't want to hear that. because they have to hold their said representatives accountable for the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. They don't want to have to do that. Well, you just got done asking me the question, what do we do from this point on? But I give you that answer, but it's not the answer that you're looking to get. So you're not going to get the answers that the Lord promised to give you in response of keeping his commandments. Nobody wants to hear that for some reason or another. But that's the common sense answer. And it truly is the answer to all of man's dilemmas on this earth. And is furthermore, it's the heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24. You know, I was just highlighting the fact on this video that 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps. 68.3% are on cash welfare. Can I ask you something? Who's supporting your enemies? Not only alluring them into your country, but who then is stealing your money from the tax coffers and then supporting these that mean to conquer our country, the 91.4% Muslim refugees that are on food stamps and the 68.3% on cash welfare? And let me ask you this, those that are seeking out asylum, these Muslims, for example, in the United States of America, what is it that they seek to do to the people that are giving them and affording them the very asylum that the people are giving them? They're attacking those people. So you have not only those that mean to conquer you that are committing the act of treason, they need to be held accountable for their crimes, but more importantly is the said representatives that are treasonously alluring them into the country. And not only that, but then also stealing your money to support your enemies within your own country. Anybody else need a different answer? Because I'm still giving you the same answer that I told you 25 years ago. You want answers? Keep my commandments and live, the Bible says. Proverbs 7:2. He said in Deuteronomy 7:11, keep my commandments, keep my judgments, keep my statutes. And if you don't want to do that, then these judgments are going to fall upon you. If you don't want the answer, then don't call and ask me. Or don't approach me and ask the question. I've been asked that two times in the last 2 days. One by a business owner and then another by a sheriff. There's your answer. Do you like that answer? Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't want the answers, I'll tell you who's speaking loud and clear today are your enemies, right? Or those that you would claim to be your enemies. Have you guys ever heard of Hakeem Jeffries? He's in the halls of government somehow. He's another one of those Muslims that means to overthrow. You know, one of those guys that Judas Johnson yesterday was highlighting concerning his crimes against the American people. Remember, I just got done sharing with you that now it's become the job of the said conservatives or those that sell themselves as the good guys to you, that it now becomes their job to just highlight the crimes rather than magnifying the law that they swore to uphold with their hand on the Bible, so help me God, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That's not their job now, for some reason or another. No. Now it's their job to just tell you how you're being overthrown by the foreigners that they themselves allured into your country. But you know, the good thing is they can always rely on the stupidity of the American people that actually believe that there's a right-left narrative and that haven't come to the realization that it's a uniparty system. People don't want to hear the truth. Folks, that's just the bottom line. Let me go back to Hakeem Jeffries. And what this guy is telling you is absolutely the truth. But everybody right now in the country is complaining about Zohran Mamdani being another Marxist and a communist and a individual from a different country that is now going to be the mayor of New York, that's going to attack the system that has given him the opportunity, and not only the opportunity, but the privilege to serve in the office. I want you to contemplate something, friends, while you allow that. Just consider all the men that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very people that you're now allowing to occupy in your office in the homeland. Don't blame anybody but yourself. That's just the fact of the matter. And until you want to take responsibility where it starts right there, this is going to continue. I want to highlight this because I'm going to end up playing this after the first hard break. But I want you to consider this. I want you to consider the fact that it's the mainstream media who continuously puts the cameras up to the face of your enemies, promotes your enemies, like making, for example, Ilhan Omar the little devil that she is, and that's exactly what she is, and she has no business in occupying any office, nor does any Muslim in the United States of America, because it's running antithetical to who we are as a people. But it's interesting how they, Time will promote her as one of the most 100 most influential people in this country, and then they put her up on the front cover. But yet for 18 years, they told us that they were the ones that were responsible for dropping the two towers. Then after 18 years, they started to attack the American people that were calling them out for the crimes that the mainstream media said that they were responsible for. We got to think about what's going on here, friends. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to play this for you. I want you to listen to the enemy's voice within and how the media is right there to promote it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, so here's what I want to show you. By the way, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Everything you need to know about us, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, we just got a facelift, brand new website. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Again, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm talking about the TV watchers. I'm talking about those that are listening to their controlled operatives that are there to get you chasing your tail, never to bring about a resolve. Okay, it's called circular reasoning. Now, let me go back to this because I want you to listen to the voice of the enemy. Yesterday, I played none other than Zohran Mamdani, and this is where he's debating with none other than that creep, the governor of New York. He's never been charged for his crimes of harassment, and I'm sure he's done his duty of raping certain women, and he's gotten away with it because he thinks he's above the law. Now, the reason I'm bringing all this up, friends, because, again, I want you to go back to yesterday and contemplate that Americans right now are complaining about all the Muslims that are taking over in office. Now, if you look at Numbers 32:23, here it is. You can run, people, but you cannot hide. Individually, corporately, matters not. Individually, nationally, it matters not. What you reap is exactly what you are going to sow. You sow that seed today, you can rest assured it's just a matter of time before you reap the harvest. And it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust, okay? And the Lord said that he would rain upon all of it. That means if you sowed into wickedness, you're going to reap a wicked harvest. If you sow good seed, which the Lord does himself by the Holy Ghost, you're going to reap a good harvest, okay? So I want to show you why it is that your enemies, your sworn enemies, are coming into this country and basically conquering within the halls of government. And I want you to listen carefully, because what you fail to deal with before the Lord, the result is a Zoran Mamdani, because you didn't feel it your duty or obligation to take all of those women that have been violated by that creep governor that gets up and he does press release conferences with t-shirts on, and you can see bars going through his creepy body on his nipples. This is how far the American people have allowed these creeps, these scoundrels, to demoralize this country by them accepting them. And P.S., just like in the church, folks, when you're talking about false prophets, false teachers, hirelings, John 10:12, the list goes on. Those people are appointed as a judgment unto the people, because it's what the people want to hear and it's what the people put up with. That's why, going full circle back to Zoran Mamdani winning the mayoral candidacy to be the next mayor of New York City, Americans are complaining about it. Why do you have a Zoran? That's the question. I want to tell you why. Because you didn't deal accordingly with Mr. Cuomo or any of these other pedophiles that are within the halls of government today. That is exactly why you're being overthrown by foreigners without. That's exactly why the American people are being sold to their enemies right now, because they didn't realize that their sin is finding them out. And it's exactly what's happening. Let's go back to this, because this should explain to everybody why Zoran's there in the first place. Because if you're not going to obey the Lord and receive what they call biblically the wheel, W-E-A-L, the blessing, then you're going to get the woe. You're going to get the curse and you're going to get the judgment. Listen carefully to what he said and what he says, because he's exactly right about what he's saying. He is saying inadvertently, I am here because you didn't deal with that creep before the living God. And that's exactly what the Lord is saying to the people. To he who has ears to hear, let him hear. To he who has eyes to see, let him see. Listen to this carefully.
In 2021, 13 different women who worked in your administration credibly accused you of sexual harassment. Since then, you have spent more than $20 million in taxpayer funds to defend yourself, all while describing these allegations as entirely political. You have even gone so far as to legally go after these women. One of those women, Charlotte Bennett, is here in the audience this evening. You sought to access her private gynecological records. She cannot speak up for herself because you lodged a defamation case against her. I, however, can speak. What do you say to the 13 women that you sexually harassed?
See, that's a real question, friends. That was not a softball.
If you want to be in government, then you have to be serious and mature.
Okay, so what he was doing is trying to play him down, because he's a young man that is a foreigner. By the way, I have right in front of me, Americans, just so you can understand the severity of what in fact is going on in this country. Did you know that 49% of the people in New York that voted for Mr. Modani, did you know Zoran, outside of the fact that he was foreign born, but did you know that 49% of the people that actually voted him in, 62% of the vote for Mamdani was foreign born. You want to know why these individuals are being allured into your country? Then they're taking office. And what's even worse is the American people complain about them. But when you listen to example from Zoran Mamdani, he's telling you the truth. That is the Lord telling you that I'm here and these people need to conquer you. I am here to now deal with the American people failed to deal with. You have the position that you have today because Americans of what you tolerate in the halls of government. That is 100% factual information. Now, I'm not siding with the enemy in any sense of the word, but again, I didn't allure them in. Your said representatives allured them in that committed the act of treason. That's who allured these people in. And what we're talking about today is the media in this country have taught the American people to know their place. I'll tell you what, friends, when you're listening to the voice of the enemy, you better understand that the mainstream media under the control of the CIA operatives, they're the ones giving a mouthpiece and a camera to all sides of that which destroys this country by creating a division within, divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. And Jesus told us in Mark 3:25 to beware of this. So don't complain about Zohran Mamdani willing to stand up and say and do what the Lord commanded us to do. But you better understand the curse part of this is he also is claiming to be a Marxist. He's also claiming to be a communist. He's also claiming to be a Muslim. And guess what Muslims wants to do to the American people? Here it is again. You want to know why they want to get at you, America? You want to know why they call you the great Satan, America? Here, let me tell you why they call you the great Satan. They call you the great Satan because of what you've allowed those same corrupt representatives to do, not only to your own women in America, but what you've allowed those corrupt scoundrels to do to our countries, say they, from third world countries. They want to get back at you because of what you've allowed your representatives to do to their countries. Now, you can call it for whatever you want to call it, but I'll tell you where I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand on the side of the Lord. Because there's going to be just recompense regardless if you agree with it or not. You can sit there and say I'm voicing or siding with the voice of the enemy. I'll tell you what I am siding with is the fact that he called Andrew Cuomo out for exactly who he is. And it should be shameful on the behalf of the American people for not standing up and rising up and holding him accountable. While the rest of those in the halls of government that he meant to defend, well, they're also defending themselves by backing each other up instead of the American people, namely the people in New York, taking responsibility in dealing with them on their own. What do? They get a foreigner that's going to come in and the Lord's going to use them and he's going to bring justice. He's going to bring justice on the accomplices to that of Andrew Cuomo. Those people that did nothing in the face of all of his crimes. That's what's going on, friends. If you read scripture, that's exactly what's going on. Let me go over and I want to play this really quick because this is another one that you would call an enemy in the United States of America. His name is Hakeem Jeffries. I'm just here to say he has zero business in being off in any office and occupying any office in America. None. Not a Muslim has any business constitutionally taking part in occupying an office in America because every one of them are working in alliance to do what, friends? To overthrow who we are. Just like I told you 25 years ago, our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. If you don't hold to the commands, not suggestions of God, this is what you're going to get. And guess what you're getting, friends? Just this. Now, what does this have to do with the media in this country? How they've taught the American people to know their place. Well, I'll get to that in just a moment. I have a hard break coming up on me. I'm going to play this video, and then I'm going to get to it, friends, and I'm going to get over to a conversation that I had earlier concerning just that. And it's a positive, not a negative. Folks, we need to take responsibility concerning what's going on in this country. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the crazy. Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Only two segments left, friends. We're talking about how the media in this country, they have taught the American people to know their place. That's a part of this diatribe I'm on right now. I want to play this audio video for you just to kind of back up what's going on here, because your enemies in the halls of government are there basically to testify against the American people for what they tolerated concerning their own said representatives that they failed to deal with. I hope you're hearing me clearly, friends, because that is as sound as it's going to get. But I want you to listen carefully. Here's another foreigner that has no business being in the halls of government, none whatsoever, but he's there to testify against the American people for what the American people tolerate. They're not going to tolerate it, friends. They're just not going to tolerate it. They're going to call it out for what it is. And I'm not trying to justify them. No, again, they have no business being here. But this is the voice of the Lord testifying against the disobedient people. Listen carefully as to what he says. And what he says, you know that everybody in this country knows what he's going to say is exactly spot on. Check this out. This is a Muslim in the halls of government.
On the Epstein files, which still have not been released, on a personal note, how does it feel to work with so many grown adults who have been obstructing?
It's about the shutdown.
Epstein files and, in effect, protecting pedophiles.
Well, the Trump administration and Mike Johnson are running a pedophile protection program. That's what they've been doing. And that's the reason why they refused to swear in Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva. For weeks now, she was elected in late September decisively. And Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva still hasn't been sworn in because she'll become the 218th vote on an up or down piece of legislation that will require the Department of Justice to release the Epstein files. And yet week after week after week have gone by and Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva is unable to serve 800,000 plus people in the state of Arizona, all because of the pedophile protection program being run by Mike Johnson and House Republicans at the direction of their boss, Donald J. Trump.
He's exactly right. He's exactly right. Speaking of which, he was talking about the Epstein files, was he not? Going back to Charlie Kirk. I'm going to cover more of this tomorrow, but going back to the allegation of the assassination, and I'm talking about what we've been told by the mainstream media, because there's nothing that makes sense about it, and it still doesn't. I do want to say this, put a little salt on your tongue for tomorrow's show. Did you know that TPUSA, all the Jewish billionaire Zionist money that Charlie Kirk refused to take because he said he was not going to be bullied by the Jewish billionaires, those that Donald Trump is supporting? Namely, Netanyahu, Mylakowski, right? Did you know that they now, the successors of that position of Donald of Charlie Kirk, did you know that those that now Charlie's gone, do you know that his wife now and now TPUSA has now taken that money back? I think it's pretty clear as to what's going on, friends. I think it's really clear as to what just went down on September 10th. I think it's very clear when even your enemies are pointing out the fact that you fail to, more than not, the American people fail to address. That's why you're in trouble. Now, let me go back and bring this to an understanding. So I'm talking to a lawman today. He asked me the question, what do you think is the answer? He didn't say think, I'm sorry. He said, what should we be doing? And I said, I continuously come back to the same thing. If you look at James Madison, the father of our Constitution, fourth president of the United States of America, he said, and it's on the walls in Yorktown Museum in Yorktown, Virginia, where it says that justice is the end aim, the resolve of our government. And we see that all over our buildings. We can see that. That's why we have law, right? In the point that I'm making here, friends, is if we don't bring justice, then we're going to get more injustice, okay? And justice guards our liberties, and we're not getting justice. But I'll tell you what, those that we call our enemies today, friends, in many ways they are, they're calling for justice that the American people fail to bring. And that's why you have the foreigners within the halls of government. But I went back to him and I said, you know what's interesting is how the mainstream media has demonized the people and have browbeated the people that are willing to take a stand. But the mainstream media has really done a good job in showing the American people their place, to teach the American people, to educate them in such a way that you can only go so far. If you demand impeachment or prosecution, well, this is what the mainstream media is going to do to you. And I said to him, I said, why don't you Google my name, number one, because the media has done nothing but lie about me and my ministry. They've never asked me the question. They just report what they're told to report because they're saying we're just doing our job, not realizing that they themselves are digging a hole that they themselves are going to fall into. They haven't realized that yet. But the fact of the matter is, friends, as long as the media can continuously scare you into submission, to paralyze you into a position of drawing the lines to show you that you know your place and you better not go any further than what you have, you're going to keep getting the same results. You're going to keep getting the same results. But when the American people, what's going to get rid of the fear of man? The only thing that's going to remove the fear of man is the fear of God. Okay? And that is the beginning of wisdom. The only thing that's going to remove the fear of man is the fear of God. And until you understand that, you're not going to understand this next point. Evil is powerless in the face of the fearless. When they realize that you're not afraid of them anymore and that you are willing to take it into their grounds, which are your grounds, they represent you. I'm talking about in the halls of government, corruption. I'm talking about lawfully When they see that you're not going to retreat, when they see that you're not going to tuck tail, Psalm 78, verse 9, when they see that you're not going to tuck tail and run away from them, but rather turn against them, because you understand that not only is the Lord, number one, first and foremost, behind your back, but you're not obeying his law, you can rest assured the only thing that you're going to now get at that point is the results that heaven means to bring through you bearing your cross. But if you don't bear your cross, you're never going to understand the power of God unto salvation. That's a fact. And I said that to my law friend today, my lawman friend today, that the American people, the worst enemies, folks, that they are creating right now, and rest assured, they're creating them. I get to talk to people all the time. But the fact of the matter is, this administration and the corrupt behind pulling the strings of these little scoundrels, these clowns in the circus of politics, they're creating enemies that they don't realize that they don't want. But I'll tell you this, and I'm not telling you to put your hope in man. I'm telling you to put your hope in Christ, because without it, I'm not preaching the gospel. But I do want to say this, folks, we are going to go through it. We are, the judgments of the Lord are going to increase. We're going to go through the fire. Read Isaiah 4:4 when you get a moment. The Lord's going to purge his people and his land through judgment. You can rest assured, because we're already seeing the incremental steps that he promised to give to a disobedient people. But in the process, we still do all that we can do. Like Martin Luther said, he said, even if I knew today was the end of it, he said, I would still plant an apple tree. We still have to do that on the behalf of our kids. But go back to what I said, friends. When the people are no longer afraid, because we all understand that the mainstream media has been put in place to browbeat the enemies of those that they mean to protect. I've said this before. These three-letter alpha organizations that have been put in place unconstitutionally. How many do we have now? 87, 90 of them now? We see that they're all being armed right now. Who are they being poised at? Me and you, the American people, and they're using our money to do it. That's what's insane about it. And the American people know it. And they still act like it's something that they can't fix. Oh yeah, you can fix it. That's what they don't want you to figure out, is that you can fix it. That what they don't want you doing is they don't want you communicating with each other. They don't want you coming together anymore, Americans. That's what they're afraid of. That's why they're so busy trying to divide and conquer the American people. But go back to the alpha organizations. What are they there to do? They're there to attack anybody that dares stands up. What was January 6th all about, Americans? Somebody tell me. What was that all about? Them saying to the American people, don't you dare, because what we're going to do is we're going to track your phone. And if you came and you actually practiced and exercised your First Amendment rights, we're going to throw over 1,100 people into jail for practicing and exercising their First Amendment rights. And guess what 345 million people did? Nothing. They let those 1,100 people go into jail for doing absolutely nothing right, but everything. I'm sorry, absolutely nothing wrong, but everything that was right. Wasn't that the message? Yeah. Yeah. And what were they doing, friends? And what was the media doing? They were right there to report all the bad guys, the American people, the patriots, the Christians that were merely exercising their First Amendment rights as what? They were incriminating them, weren't they? And what happened, friends, from that? Do you know how many lawsuits are coming down right now in federal government for what they did? And that's not enough. And it's not enough for them to merely retire, neither, friends. It's not merely enough for them to resign. It's enough for the American people to go back and hold every one of them accountable for their crimes and send the message that we're not going to put up with you and your nonsense working on the behalf of foreign countries to destroy ours and to overthrow us and our children because you needed your 30 pieces of silver just like Judas did when he kissed the Son of Man and betrayed him. But I'll tell you, a good portion of you guys are all doing a fantastic. Hey, the enemy loves you. He loves the fact that they love the fact that you know your place, and you'll go no farther than knowing your place. And if you even dare step over, you even know the lines. You better not say this. You'll say it to yourself. I better not say that. No. You better say. You don't know why you're in trouble? It's because you haven't said it. That's why you're in trouble. I've never seen so many cowardly lions in all of my life concerning what I see with the American people. They do what they do, in a nutshell, because the American people let them do it. That's the problem. Do you hear that? Do you hear that, Americans? Then if you do, respond and quit listening to those that are promulgating fear to paralyze you in the process. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
Ah, thank you.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
Wow. Hey, guys, this is insanity. I just seen it. I'm just kind of scanning the scene right now during the breaks. Did you know that 47% of the American people, 47% of all of those that support this scoundrel Donald Trump, did you know that they said that if Donald Trump's name was on those Epstein files, which his name is there thousands of times, okay, there's even court documented cases against him from little girls that were raped by him. It's not hard to find. That's not speculation. Go online. You'll find it. It's not just throwing stuff out there. Folks, you can get in trouble for saying stuff like that if it's not true and you can't back it up. 47% of those mega worshipers, Acts 12:22, did you know that they said that if his name was in the Epstein files, they would still support him? You know, do you think that the Lord's not going to judge a nation such as that? No. Take a look around, folks, because what you fail to deal with, your enemies are coming in to deal with. And in the process, friends, pay attention to the fact that as to what they mean for you as well and your kids. And if you think it's some sort of game, you might want to just go ahead and do a little homework and see what history teaches us about a people like us, who've never been like us. Too much has been given, much is required, and the American people have taken advantage of that every given step of the way. You say, well, Bradley, why all the hate? No. It's you're rewarding me evil for good. My message is that of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the only way that you're going to repent is when you understand that you're the responsible party. You're the one guilty of committing the act of transgression, 1 John 3:4. And until someone is faithful enough to preach that to you, you're not going to understand what it's like to be born of that spirit. It's a faithful witness that delivers souls. Remember that a faithful witness delivers souls, but one that speaks smooth things to you and they lavish praise on you, understand those are the ones that worketh the soul to ruin. Just the exact opposite. And I think of Psalm 109 verse 5, where King David said, you rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. And isn't that exactly what Jesus said in John 15? It's exactly what he said. Folks, we got our friend John calling in from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Welcome to the show. What say you, my friend? Actually, you're not calling from Sons of Liberty. You're calling from the Deep South, calling sonsoflibertyradio.com. I just wanted to clarify that, John, for my own sake. Thank you, my friend. It's all yours.
Thank you, my brother. I have a question, honestly, because stuff's getting scrubbed about, was it just within the past couple days that it was Trump Jr., that opened the New York Stock Exchange with the Muslim billionaire that funded a lot of Donald Trump's campaign? Or was that guy on stage with Donald Trump in 2024 when he opened the stock exchange? Because now I can't find it. It's just something I learned from something a few days ago. And
The Jewish
Mario Madison, or whether it's this guy, I don't even know what his name is.
But, you know, John, let me answer that, though, because it was something I was saying to my friend today, who's a sheriff. I said to him, I said, you know what? When the American people quit getting caught up on all the branches that the mainstream media wants to distract us to, and the American people understand that that's just there to kick the can down the road all the more, to get you off of topic again, I said, what we need to do is we need to go back and learn from John the Baptist, the greatest prophet born of woman. And what did he do? He said, lay the axe to the root of the tree. We already know he's corrupt from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. We already know. By the way, you have these Muslims too in New York City and others that are saying the people in New York City absolutely hate his guts. And yet somehow the American people, because they don't believe the media, but when the media parrots to them that the people love Donald Trump, well, they don't really believe the media, but they act like they really do believe the media because they really do believe the media, though they say they don't believe the media, John. They hold the truth and unrighteousness. So we already know we're dealing with the corrupt. This includes Barack Obama. This includes the Bushes. This includes the Clintons. It includes all of those in the halls in these federal and state agencies. That's right. You know they're guilty because they're all protecting each other concerning their crimes. And why are they protecting each other? Because one of them's just as guilty as the other one is, and you know it as well as I do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is that a good thought?
Listening to these people being involved in, you know, in business and in government, and you know, people need to look out for the digital public infrastructure, the DPI, and things like that. This is all that they're building. You know, they're going to do that come helter skelter or whatnot. But you look back and you, if you have a logical view of things through your belief in Christ, it makes a lot of things easier for you to understand.
Absolutely. Well, he promised that he would anoint our eyes, right? That we would see, and he promised to open our ears that we would hear. And remember when Jesus go ahead.
No, I mean, I've had the mud, you know, put over my eyes. I get it.
Yep. Amen. I was just thinking of something else there. And I was thinking of Jesus talking to his disciples when he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them it is not. And it shows you right there. That's why people, the worldlings that claim that they're something that they're not, namely they're unchristian, but they call themselves Christians. When they look at people that are born again of the Spirit of God, they're trying to figure out why it is that they understand the things that they understand and they don't. Well, that's a perfect testament right there as to the fact that you're not saved yet, because you don't have eyes to see and you don't have ears to hear. And if you're still going along with this narrative coming from the mainstream media, there's seriously something wrong with with you. You have to have your fingers on your eyeballs at that point. And again, I love the saying, but these people could literally be transported to the sun, John, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. But they're going to see it on Judgment Day, whether they like it or not.
Every knee shall bow.
Amen, my friend. Amen. I totally appreciate you, guy. Hey, folks, so I got about 3 minutes left. Anybody want to call in, give it a last shot here as to what your thoughts are? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I was going to go off on a bunch of different information again. And what I always do, friends, is midday, if I don't have a title like in the morning, what I'll do is I'll just, Lord, what are we talking about today? What direction are we going? And literally, folks, it'll just start downloading on me. I'll start getting a download. And it's also pretty cool, too, with that, is oftentimes when I get on the radio, I can have 20 tabs up there that I just want to throw off on the people. And I'll get on the show, and then right when I start the show, the Lord just takes me a whole different direction. And some will say, oh, that's got to be a pretty scary place to be. It is, but when it happens enough, you begin to trust his lead. So once we get on the show and I think I'm going this direction and then we stop and then we go a completely different direction and the whole show goes off on the direction that he led us, Romans 8:14, those are always the best shows. Those are always the best shows. And I also enjoy it when you guys make it your show. You know what? I have 2 minutes left here. We don't have any calls coming in right now, at least not that I see. But I do want to tell you that Christmas is coming up. November, Thanksgiving's coming up, and Christmas is coming up. Most people during this time of the year, they completely forget about us. Please don't do that. It really probably is the scariest time for ministry. And we understand that people have, you know, people they want to get gifts for and they spend their, you know, time with their family and they get money. We get all of that, but please don't forget about us. Please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to Sons of Liberty Media and become a son or a daughter of liberty. Also wanted to let you know I have Children of the Apostate. Great Christmas presents, folks. Super easy to understand. Not talking out of school, talking according to testimony that they're available. Get this for them for Christmas. If you're trying to witness to somebody and you say to yourself, they're not listening to me, let me be the person that actually gets to them. Just give them one of these books. Here's All the Prophets Were Pointing, Children of the Apostate, and Soldier of the Cross, and just say, what are your thoughts? Also got a testament, friends, a testimony comic book here, which was done by Danny Bulinati, DC Comics in Marvel Comics. He's no longer here because he went along with the narrative that he didn't believe concerning the plandemic. He took the shot. He's not here anymore, with all due respect to him. And these are available as well. They're fantastic. The number one response is, I can't put it down once I start reading it. It's called My War. Also wanted to let you know that your orders go out the very next day, and you'll have your orders within 2 to 3 days. I suspect that that's going to get busier the closer we get to Thanksgiving because of Christmas as well. So please don't forget about us and support. And please, if you want to get Christmas presents that really matter, hey, folks, let the Holy Ghost off on them. That's where we want to bring people. That's our obligations before God. And we do that out of gratitude, not because we have to or else. Right? We do what we do because we love him for what he's done for us. We love him, the Bible says, because he first loved us. And that's what we're doing, is responding to that love. Also, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have 8 to 10 articles given by contributors all over the country. Folks, they're fantastic. Also, check out the new website and tell me what your thoughts are, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I anticipate tomorrow's show, I'm going to do my best to rehearse some of the new information coming out on this Charlie Kirk assassination. We'll see what happens. Love you by what we do.